So we're currently going for a drive. We're going through Wales, and the question.
Snake's Passage or something.
Yeah, it's called Horseshoe Pass.
It's all sandy.
There's no snake.
But,
snake's on a plane, you mean?
Oh, right, it's got a sense on. So, the question Andy just brought up then, which is a very vital thing, which was if you could put your penis
anywhere on your body. Yeah. Where
other
would you
than
put
where it?
It
is.
Other than where it is. Move around, put it somewhere special.
So,
would you have it visible? Would you have it not visible? Where would you put it?
This is a very important question, I feel.
It's quite debatable.
I still think what I said the first was having it behind your head.
Yeah.
There, where like a ponytail.
You can never see the pleasure that you bring someone, though, then.
No, but the thing is, there's a reason why you cover up with pants, you know, it's not meant to be seen. So, I have the back of the head there, you know, it's keeping it cool, it's outside the body, but then also if it get cold, scarf.
So, where would the balls be then?
Same place.
Underneath?
Yeah, stroking your shoulders. Stroking your shoulders.
Yeah.
But if you turn too quick, it's potentially depending on the size of it, you could slap yourself in your face if you don't love, which is never a good thing.
I'd have man.
That's like saying you can slap yourself in the ass. Or actually, yeah, the width
I'd
of
have man as a tail. Yeah, I don't know, I just think it'd be funny to have it as a tail. It'd be like waggling around and stuff.
Yeah, but then when it goes up, then again, I've got to do,
You've got to check with your hand, man. At least man's like kind of down there, so I can kind of meet with the lady. But if man's at me tail end, ears will be at her tail end, so I'll be alright, won't I?
Go on, Richie, where would you put your
hand? I would stick mine on one of my hands so that every time you slap someone, you're hitting them with your knob.
So you would have like no fingers, just like a penis in the
middle? No, I'd have fingers, I'd have it like on my palm.
So I'd be like,
yeah.
But where would your balls be then?
Hang on, on your other one. Get cold.
But
shut
then,
your hand.
If you slap someone with the ball hand, you're fucking going over here, aren't you?
Or you could have them on the back of your hand.
Yeah, I'd feel weird.
And then that way,
I'd feel weird shaking hands. At least me and Andy can cover ours. All right, Rich, how are you? I've got to stroke your dick.
Wear a glove. Listen.
I'd have man.
It's a win-win situation. And if your balls are on the back of your hand, when you stop writing, you could just slip your pen in there.
I'd have man on the end of my chin and have my nipples from my balls, mate. Nipples from balls, like.
You mean you have your balls where your nipples are?
Yeah,
that's
your
a wide mate. Ball sack, that.
That'd be weird, that'd be, because then in between your legs you had two nipples.
And then, why actually no, I just had my dick on my chin and my balls dangling underneath it.
I've got to say though, I quite like it where it is.
Because then if you stroke your chin.
Yeah, you're kind of pulling it down, aren't you? But then when,
when you get a stiffy though, you blind yourself. You can't see nothing.
Nah, it's not that fucking big, is it?
Really?
Oh, you'd be able to lick it and then would you want to do that? Really?
Prince does.
I don't think he has his penis on his chin. No,
yeah, but he says, I don't know if he's wrote a book about it or anything, but to take two ribs out to be able to give yourself one, it must be worthwhile. I don't know if I'd do it myself, though.
I just think how desperate if you got to be when you could easily get a bird to do it for you.
Yeah, actually, telling the truth, he is kind of one of the biggest pop icons of the 80s/90s. I think he can get someone to
blow him off.
I don't know whether they believe it or not, you know.
Just leaving it where it is.
Why would you tell everyone that?
Why wouldn't you tell everyone that?
Why is telling everyone that?
My dick's that big, I can blow myself off.
No, I think he's that small, he's only like 3 foot.
I reckon he had a really good...
One Jeremy's can blow himself off.
I reckon what happened was,
There's one Jeremy coming out of Summerfield.
I reckon what happened was, right, Celine Dion offered him a few sexual favours, and he went to dad, I would suck myself off, and she went, you wouldn't. There you go.
Richie's just had to open his door and spit.
Because he doesn't like Canadian meat.
Oh, Andy, that was a good one. I'll give you that
but,
one. Okay, now.
Anyway, well, hang on. That concludes our conversation for today. We'll probably do one a bit later. When something else comes up, we'll record it. And we'll share it with everyone. Yeah, hopefully it won't be as... random as this, but yeah, thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Adios.